Warrior by Joanne Wadsworth. Princesses of Myth, Book 2. Chapter 1. Hope, I know you're hurting. Goldwyn Wincrest, my aunt, strode beside me along the path to the horse corral. I kicked at the red outback dust underfoot. I can't stand my existence being kept from my own mother. All these years, she's believed me dead. My father, Alexo Wincrest, was reuniting with my mother, Kate, right now, and had forbidden my return to Drallion. But Alexo's trying to fix things, to build a relationship with Kate after 18 years of separation. We need to give him the time he's asked for, Goldie stated. Gosh, how could Goldie be so reasonable when, at 19, she was only a year older than me? My own mother's a mystery to me, as is the sister I've gained along with her. How on earth do I have a twin? I need answers. Even as I understood it, I detested Dad's request. Liska's been scouting for us. She contacted me telepathically and said she has news. Let's wait on her. Alexo never taught me to sit idly by. I can't believe I must. It's what he's asked. Goldie kept stride beside me. Alexo had to protect your mother and sister's whereabouts from Donaldo since the day he brought you home as a baby. It was not an easy task, but it was done. I unclipped the gate and waited as she came through. My father has forethought and forewarning. Alexo should know I won't sit still. You must. She tipped her black Stetson back and eyed me. He's asked you to wait before meeting your mother and sister. There'll be a good reason. He sees the bigger picture, Hope. What I wouldn't give to have his prophetic abilities or any of the strength skills of our people. Just be glad Donaldo Wincrest doesn't have Alexo's skill of forethought and forewarning, because as much as I love my father, we'd all be in trouble if he did. Her breath whistled out. Donaldo, my grandfather, ruled our homeland of Drallion with precision and determination. My mother, Kate, had been of Earth, and even though she was Dad's soulbound mate, she was not a skilled Magioling. Donaldo would never have allowed her for his son had the prince brought her home. A shiver chased down my spine even as the sun blazed high above. By leaving her behind on Earth, Dad had sought my mother's protection. She had remained safe, but at what expense? A light breeze swirled. The displacement in the air had to be Liska. I needed answers, and Liska was a warrior, close to our age. A trusted confidant. Her form wavered into view and solidified a few feet away. Yes. Liska stepped forward, brushing the dust from her hip-hugging leather pants. What news do you bring? I burned to know. I come from the trenches. She shoved her fingers underneath her dark hair and swished it. A smattering of dried nettles fluttered to the ground, one leaf catching in the spiked belt on her side, which held a curved dagger. PCO. I froze. Carlisio Loveria, along with his fighting force of protectors, ruled PCO. What's the land of our enemy got to do with finding out more about my mother and sister? Kate Sol. That's your mother's name. Your sister's is Faith. Bad news, that one. She sighed raggedly. I've seen Faith with Davio Loveria. In PCO. Obviously not the place I expected to find her, but I tracked her from Drallion. What? Dad would never allow such a thing. He had not hidden my mother and sister for 18 years just to allow my sister to be with Carlisio's grandson. That would be like throwing her to the lions. That's outrageous. Why would my sister be in PCO with him? With a firm shake of her head, Liska said, "Your sister is soulbound to Davio Loveria."